to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's June 14th at 7:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. What a beautiful morning. What a great way to wake up. Anyways, a great way to wake up, come to think of it. A little warm yesterday. I think it's going to be a little hot today. But we'll be getting to that in a few minutes. In the studio, not for the first time, nor for the last, dressed in a somewhat more subdued quality of Hawaiian shirt, Bad Bob. You know, that bad part may be taking on a whole new connotation, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
So how are you today?
Excellent. Spent the weekend on the water. Loved it.
Did you have a boat?
Yes.
Or did you just float around out there?
Saturday was on Lake Oroville, and yesterday we took our boat out for the first time of the season on the Whiskey Town. Loving it.
Well, we're glad to see you're happy. You're all sunburned.
Yeah, that's the downside. Wear your sunblock, avoids skin cancer.
Yes. Speaking of happy and effervescent, here she is, Linda Bott.
Good morning, and you know, today is Flag Day, so we're going to be talking about the flag throughout the day. And I would like to open with Ode to the Flag. First of all, good morning. And the time is 7:06. It's currently 64 degrees. It's going to be high today of 94. Sunblock, yes. Okay, here is Ode to the Flag. And I have several of these I'm going to read throughout the day. Go put your flag out. If you don't have one, go buy one. Or get the little tiny ones and fly it somewhere. But, you know, let's just look at the flag and honor the flag. Our nation's flag is a stirring sight as it flutters proudly in the breeze, its color of blue, red, and white. Means so much to you and me. Red stands for courage and hardiness. The white means innocence and purity. Blue for justice, perseverance, and vigilance. In its promise to keep us free. This banner stands for a bountiful land, its government, people, and ideals. The stripes from the 13 colonies stand. Its symbolism is very real. Each state now is represented by a star of white and blue. President Washington first presented the American flag to you. Many brave men have fought and died to protect it from dishonor and disgrace. Wives have mourned and mothers have cried. So why could we remain the United States? The sight of this banner brings feeling of joy, of courage, pride, and freedom to all. A symbol of our nation in its glory. On the moon, old glory stands tall. And there you go. That's Ode to the Flag by Cindy. I'll say the name later. It's by Linda Sheehan Cunningham. But somehow Cindy popped in there. Kind of just took
Linda
the whole.
Linda Sheehan Cunningham.
It's by Linda Sheehan Cunningham.
You know, here's what the Flag Day, and I hope you do fly your flags tonight and today. You know, it began June 14, 1777, and how much Betsy Ross had to do with that final flag design, we don't know, but legend is that she is the one that put the stripes in there for the colonies. Since then, our flag, and even my thoughts here, has flown so proudly for so long. It's been a beacon for people yearning for freedom. People come to our country, and that flag represents liberty and the courageousness of our people. That courageousness also extends to going to war to save our nation, our way of life, and also to save others. A high cost of American lives has been paid for the liberties we enjoy and prosper under. Today, fly your flag proudly, and think of the men and women on the walls in far-off countries dedicating themselves to our freedom. You know, some of the things that are happening today, of course, is the giant flag. They're doing donations. They're collecting. They're doing their final push to keep that giant flag flying. I think every one of those flags cost around $6,000. And the Lions Club is out there taking your donations right now. So go on up there, and if you can't find the giant flag, just give us a call. It's not that hard to find. And and give a donation and help keep that flag flying.
You remember in class when you used to stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance, and it was just how you started before you even began your studies. You would stand in your homeroom class, or if you didn't in those days, if you just stayed in one one classroom up to seventh grade when you started to move around. You said the Pledge of Allegiance.
I think they still do it.
And then you had, do they?
Well, you know, when I was substituting, it seems to me is that we did do that. We did the Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't know. I'd be curious to hear from our listeners, 605-4567, and let us know if there's been any flag etiquette that has changed in the last year or two with your school and your thoughts about that. But do you realize it was just nearly a century ago that students were taught poetry about our flag, and it was part of the curriculum, is to really study what the flag was about.
It'd be interesting to talk, and we'll have Tom Armalino on again. He just reelected as the superintendent. I know I ran against Tom for the job, but that doesn't mean he doesn't do a good job on it. I'd like to have him on. Maybe we can sit down and talk about the different things that are being taught, different subjects, or different civics types courses that are being taught to our students. We got to take a break here. It's Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Get up. It's time to go. It's going to be a beautiful day. A lot of things heading out today. We're going to be remembering heroes. We're going to be talking about changes in lives and changes in the way people do things. Huge changes if a law in Arizona passes. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises, Home Electronics, and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs, home theaters, flat-screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original never needs any introduction. Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Locke Building. 221-4144. Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course, homemade soups, every day with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Furniture for life, Kubler Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
Kubler's Furniture's trade-in sale is on now. Trade in your old furniture today and receive no haul-away or dump fees, plus extra savings off the already low prices from Kubler's. Don't throw Dad's old chair away. Trade it in and get Dad a new recliner. Trade-in savings add up depending on how much you purchase. Get up to $100 in savings for your old furniture. Trade in your old sofa for new with gorgeous sofa sets from Broyhill. Or how about a comfy new mattress from Simmons? Queen mattress sets start at just $4.99. Kubler's Furniture's trade-in sale is on now. Trade in your old for new and save. Your old furniture is worth cold, hard savings. See for yourself at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Trade-in sale is going on now in the month of June. Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. Located 1894 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details.
Many of you know that Carl and I loved work out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today I'm with Steve Wapshaw, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds, and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli.
There's a feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's June 14th, and it's Flag Day. So we'll be playing a little flag music. Yeah.
That was Gene Kelly, and there was a whole introduction before.
Melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going.
Okay. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And you can send an email to Linda at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great cigar event there last Thursday night. Place was packed with people.
I actually went, had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was not, I don't mean I actually went. I'm not a cigar smoker, and I stayed for a while, and it was really great. I mean, these people, we're talking aficionados. They bring their own cases. They have their own cutters. I mean, it's like the fly fishermen sitting there talking about their little flies. I mean, it's really spectacular. And a guy
talking about their little flies?
Yeah, well, I don't mean it like that. You know, they are little flies.
I just...
All righty. It's Monday morning. We're feisty this morning, are we not?
Anyway, it was good. Anyway, the Espresso Joe's there. 30, you know, I didn't realize they had like 30 different types of coffee they serve and drink, and they serve it like 60 different ways. And you can have anything from a mango smoothie to a double shot espresso latte, soy, hold the bacon.
Hey, according to the National Weather Service today, going to be high of 94, but it says there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. And then tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms as well before 11. Partly cloudy with a low of around 63 this evening. The weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And?
Well, we've got a couple of things here we want to talk about.
What's going on
well,
there?
You know, it's things that Mayor Jones is going to walk across the Sundial Bridge tonight at 6 p.m.
Tonight.
Now, if you remember, the judge, Mayor Jones said that he would never walk across the bridge. And the reason was, is not that we didn't need a bridge. He didn't believe that the taxpayers had to pay that much money for a bridge. And this was before my time. The Sundial Bridge is quite the architectural design. I mean, it's a beautiful bridge. And it does bring people that come here, they talk about it. They find it very beautiful. And they when you explain to them, it's the shape, or it's supposed to represent a goose, a Canadian goose in flight.
Well, it's pretty spectacular, the Calatravis Bridge.
Pretty much.
I would submit to you that I have, on several occasions, spoken to out-of-towners who wouldn't have otherwise known that Reading was even here,
right,
if not for seeing the billboards and seeing the bridge and coming down. And
then Turtle Bay.
Yes, absolutely. And over the years, I think it has brought money to this town. Not as much as Hope, but I don't think those things ever
happen. I don't think you'll...
Well,
you're never going to be able to tell. You know, you're going to have the people that represent the... you know, the Turtle Bay and the bridge say, oh, hey, it's bringing in $24 million.
Any way you look at it, what's happened here is that the Calatravis Bridge has made Reading a destination, place to stop. While people are stopping on the bridge, let's eat, let's stop for gas, let's maybe spend the night, let's figure out some more things that are happening in the area.
And
that has been a fabulous addition.
And if they come at the right time, they can join up on Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, where you have 500 crazed men in high heels and sandals walking around the city blocks. But anyway, the going back to the original premise here is that Jones said he thought too much money was spent of taxpayers' money. But now he is walking across the bridge tonight. That's right. He's a number of veterans are going across, people with flags, and it's to raise money for the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, which is a great cause, by the way, and is in, looks like its final resting place is going to be out there by the airport. And it's a beautiful design, and here's a part I really like. Our tax dollars are not going to build it. It's going to be built with private funds, and it's going to have such a great draw for people that are coming through close to the freeways. It'll be off the 44 out there in the airport road. What a beautiful building this is going to be. We're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, there are a thousand things going on, including our guest who's going to be coming in here in about 10 minutes. Remember, somebody that everybody knows.
That's true. But remember, it is Flag Day. And so as we go through our morning here till 9 o'clock, Carl and I live are going to be talking about the flag. And coming back, I'm going to read another small poem. These are poems from Americans around the country written about their flag, our flag, your flag.
And we're going to come back after that. We're going to talk about there was a parade Saturday. It was a multicolored parade. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Daddy, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, carnival, auto racing, lawnmower races, pig races, destruction derby, BMX, motocross, minicycles, Pepsi, Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, you'll find all of that and more at the Shasta District Fair June 16th through the 20th. It's super summertime family fun with fairs no place like home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including Shasta County's 6th annual Shasta Idol Talent Competition. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets by purchasing now. Call the fairgrounds office at 378-6789 to find the ticket location nearest you, along with special dress circle seating for Clay Walker and the fabulous Thunderbirds. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 15th. Join the fun June 16th through the 20th with fun for the whole family. The biggest 5-day event in the county at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Daddy, can I ride the rides, eat cotton candy, and...
You can't say no to that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother, and for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show. Brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinic.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for? I have a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lock number 29 in. What are they going to give for? I'm a 25 to get 35, another 50 to make it...
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We have lost another one of our wonderful stars from the past, Jimmy Dean, country star and sausage king, passed away at the age of 81. He was a storyteller and equaled later in life by success as a sausage pitchman, died at his home in Varina, Virginia. Sunday night at the age, we said, 81. Through later in his life, his name was most familiar for his famous line of smoked sausages. Dean made his mark first in the world of country music, scoring number one hits on the top of pop and country charts in 1961 with this song.
Quiet and shy, and if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella.
That's right, he won
the
1962 Grammy for Best Country and Western Recording, helped to save his career. But here's something that's very interesting. Oh, besides the fact that he acted in Daniel Boone. He also played James Bond, Ally Willard White in the 1971's Diamonds Are Forever. But what you don't know is that he grew up with hogs. No, he grew up with hogs.
That's why maybe he liked sausage.
He actually slaughtered pigs on his family farm. You don't want to hear how he... You know what he did
to
slaughter
him. We don't need to get into that, right?
But he was grinding meat. You know, when you grow up in the country, you do what you got to do, right? You know, he was poor, and later on, that's how he started the sausage factory. He just knew how to be able to work the meat, to work with the hogs and that kind of thing. Later
well, he
on,
he knew how to fix. He knew how they knew how to render down the hogs into sausage and other cuts of meat, because that's what they had to do on the farm.
Well, he sold the company to Sara Lee and later on for $75 million. Country boy done good.
A lot of dollars in sausage.
Yeah. So yeah. I just had to, you know, our hats off to Jimmy Dean.
You know what? He seemed like a gentleman, and he seemed like he never took himself too seriously. And he stayed out of politics.
Yeah.
That's even better. You know. Now, when they ask us to speak places, usually the first words out of my mouth after thank you for having us here and for the honor is, I'm one of the few people you're going to probably see that's not running for anything, nor will I ever run for anything. And I think Linda has turned down the idea of running for anything.
That's so funny.
Hey, you know what else happened this weekend? It was just a huge, great event, the Relay for Life. You know,
oh my gosh, 250K.
They've raised how much?
$250,000.
$250,000 they raised.
There was 2,700 people there to support the fundraiser for the Cancer Society. It's a record number. Walked in Redding's 24-hour Relay for Life over the weekend. So congratulations. That's just awesome. People have come out to support those who have survived, those who have passed, and those who are living with.
It was a great effort by Reading and by the people in Reading and in the surrounding area, of course, of the North State. And then, of course, they have they had their second annual Gay Pride Parade hit the street Saturday. They had about, I don't know, 80 people out there, but they were marching along. And, you know, and the thing is diversity, my friends, diversity and allowing people of different mindsets to do what's right for them. And, you know, we're gonna have to break here. So this isn't, you know, a little rant going on, but I, you know, the problem is that we have so many people out there trying to control what we do. You know, gun control isn't really gun control; it's controlling what we do as individuals. You turn around and you know, there's another little law that just controls you more and more, just little chips away at your liberties. And you know, people want to march and proudly announce they're gay. Well, that's fine with me. I have no problem with that. As long as they have a parade permit like everybody else. I would see, though, is that I would like, you know, when they have like four pages, you know, with this covered on a record searchlight, where the, like, say, the Strawberry Festival, which is a huge, huge event here in the North State, doesn't get that type of coverage. So I guess it's mainly what the record searchlight finds interesting.
Remember, it is Flag Day, so if you're just tuning in, it's 7:29 in the morning, currently 65 degrees. It's going to be high today, 94, but do fly your flag. Get it out there. Put it on your car. Put it out in front of your house. We woke up this morning and made sure that we got it out there. It's Flag Day.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
You know, and we're going to have a guest that's going to come on at 7:30, but from 8 o'clock on, it's open line, and some of the things we're going to be talking about, tenure. The state of Colorado has done away with tenure, which is one of the Many of the education reform advocates consider tenure to be one of the biggest obstacles to improving America's schools. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Arizona's new law. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
With the Fox Business Report, the most powerful name in business news, it's a rally on Wall Street. Upbeat signs of growth in Europe push stocks higher in the early going, following a report that industrial production in the countries that use the euro grew more than expected in April. It's an estimated $1 trillion discovery. The New York Times reports Americans found a treasure trove of untapped mineral deposits in Afghanistan, a bevy of iron, copper, gold, along with industrial metals like lithium, a key ingredient for making laptop and cell phone batteries. Pickup sales are shifting into high gear. Americans bought 151,000 pickup trucks last month. That's 19% more than a year ago. Meanwhile, JetBlue gets an upgrade, stocks rising nearly 7% after Hudson Securities raised its rating to neutral from sell, citing the pilot strike at rival Spirit Airlines. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sandra Smith.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my name is Heather and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Good morning, Reading, and you know what? We're going to keep reminding you, it's Flag Day, the day of remembrance. We're taking your calls this morning, 2605-4567. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here this morning.
Were you stumbling on that last word there?
No, I was just thinking here on Free Fire Radio, we are, you know, it, we really kind of are flag wavers. But, you know, before we get to
we
our guests.
We are flag wavers.
We are. Not kind of, but.
They're having
well, there's been days that we have forgotten. That we are guilty. The flag's rolled up, and we have forgot to put it out. So we've just really been trying to, especially with what's happening in our country and our world, we're trying to make sure that we fly. It's very symbolic. And so there we are. We put it up this morning.
And today they're collecting money up there by the giant flag to help keep the giant flag of flying.
So I want to read.
Stop by up there and drop off a donation.
A poem that was, it's called Our New Nation by Brittany Nicole Okla in Oklahoma. And this was something that was recently submitted about what the flag means to you. It's a quick one. I lay softly in the dark and remember what all they fought for. In our freedom, I remember Old Glory. I remember the new American flag. What has it changed? Our lives? Or just to spoil us? The pipe represents peace, but it is peace we want or material things. They fought for our freedom, not malls. What has the world come to? What is it going to become? All these questions and who to answer them. When is Old Glory's time to be over? Today, tomorrow, we will never know. But while we're here, we need to respect Old Glory for what she has given us, our freedom. The soldiers sacrificed for us, and that's what the American flag represents.
I love it. You know, there's some other things going on today that we're going to be talking about after this segment. One's a funeral and for a hero, a local hero that's being laid to rest today at IGO. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the things heading about IGO. But our guest today is, I think everybody knows him, Clyde Pierce. And Clyde is opening up another place called Clyde's Enterprises, Home Electronics, and Classic Car Parts. Does this go together, Clyde?
Well, it's certainly an odd combination, but it's what I really like.
Well, you know what? You might as well do what you like.
And yeah. It's who you are. And it's who you, it's what your passions.
Yeah. Well, I like the cars, and I like the electronics, too. And I thought it mixed them together might not be a bad thing.
Well, I remember when I first came to know who you were, you shared a few stories with me that I thought were really exceptional, one of which, when you were, 16?
Yeah.
You got a pilot's license.
Right.
And from there, you were very, very involved with electronics and building radios.
Right, I did. Started that 10, 11 years old, just building radios. My dad had a radio repair shop and TV store in Durham, North Carolina, and I grew up there, so I just take the old radios sometimes and just build them, you know, get schematic diagrams and build amateur radios and all, so I was just interested in it. It was a fun thing to do.
So it seems natural that if it's something that you've done from the time that you're young, it's just in your blood and in your passion to continue on with the art. So now your new place is about home theaters.
Yeah, home electronics. What I've decided to do is and sell just the better quality TV sets, not the low-end stuff. But most of my customers, you know, want a better product. They come to me because they need the help in selecting something better. So that's what I've tried to do. So I've got every, basically, my emphasis is on flat panel TVs. I've got every size from 3-inch to a 82-inch. And then we have projections sets that'll project up on the screen that'll go up to 225 inches if you got enough space on that wall.
Well, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna come back though, because one of the other things that Clyde, you're known for is muscle cars.
Yeah,
and you're talking car parts, but you've also got quite a collection of the of those. We used to call them super hogback growlers.
There you go.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah. In the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A letter from a customer. Gary wrote, "After a collision, my car steered erratically on mountain roads. The shop doing the repair replaced the frame, but it still steered erratically, not to mention the hassle of trying to get them to do it right." He said, "It irritated me when you said you would charge me just to examine my car. I had second thoughts about spending any more money on it." You explained, you did not just look at a car and guess. You compared the measurements to the factory specifications and put together a report. Well, it was the best money I ever spent. You found the problem, repaired it, and now my car drives great. Well, Gary, we appreciate the platter of delicious cookies you delivered a few days later, but we can't take all the credit. You ultimately had to make the decision yourself. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Custom Auto Detailing wants to help get your vehicle ready for summer. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail package. Custom Auto Detailing is your one-stop shop for all your cleaning needs. They specialize in cars, boats, and RVs. You can get your vehicle washed and waxed on the outside, detailed on the inside, or both. Custom Auto Detailing has been in business for 17 years and provides excellent quality service. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail service. Custom Auto Detailing is located at 1180 Industrial Street, just behind the grocery outlet, or call 243-9590.
All things were gone, I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again.
I have to tell you,
just my children and my
I opened
wife.
For Lee Greenwood in Orange County. My lucky he's so talented. He started off actually, you know, in Las Vegas. He was just a great one of those great guys that played a gazillion instruments, and I knew his ex-wife Melanie, who's a dancer, danced in Vegas, but I met her in Nashville. So, anyway, long story there, but this guy has still got the goods.
First time I heard that, we were getting ready to attack the next day into Kuwait during Desert Storm. They came out, General had him with them, and when they were talking to us, because we were along the border. and they played this song.
Okay, turn it up right here.
God bless the USA.
We are unabashed flag wavers and lovers of this country.
And put your flag out today. It is Flag Day. By the way, if you're just tuning in, the time is 7:44. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460 on your dial. High today of 94 with a 20% chance of thunderstorms, currently 65 degrees. And our guest today
is Clyde Pierce from Clyde's Enterprises. Now, Clyde used to have another store and kind of retired for a while and has come back. Clyde's Enterprises are home electronics and classic car parts.
Correct.
So on Hartnell.
On Hartnell. It's out there in 1250 Hartnell next to the Sausage Factory.
Yeah, the old Giles Lot building. I totally remodeled the building, so why don't you come in and check it out.
Well, yeah, we'll have to do that. Now, we talked about the muscle cars before we broke for the our sponsors. You've got a collection of some really really interesting cars.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like muscle cars. That was the era that I sort of grew up in, and a lot of the cars I wanted in those days I couldn't get, and I tried to collect them and all, and so
what's your favorite one?
It's hard to say,
okay,
but
give me the top five then.
Well, let's see. I got a 70 Chevelle LS6 car with 2,300 miles on it. I got every year Chevelle from 65 through 71. Then I got some GTOs, all the body styles, and Oldsmobile 442s, and then got Mopars. I got a couple of Hemi cars, 67 Dodge Coronet, and a 66 Satellite. I got a
Charger. You have a number of cars, sounds like.
Yeah,
now, we had a GTO right here in our office where we're at. Parts of a GTO, including the engine, were in there. This is where it was stored by our friend Mike Quint.
Yeah, Mike's car.
Yeah, are you familiar with that?
The
parts. Suburban, the parts were, including the engine and who knows what else, were in where our office is right now. That was such a lot of fun moving that.
Yeah.
That was part of the deal when we bought this place. We had to move that out of here.
So, Clyde, do you still collect?
Well, I'm still restoring cars when I get a chance. I basically have the ones I like, the ones I fit in best. And so I've just got several cars I'm working on now.
So your new place on Hartnell, which is Kitty Corner, you said, to the Freight.
Harbor Freight. Harbor Freight.
Is going to have not car parts, but.
Well, what I've got is further down Hartnell at 2672 is my car shop, and I got a lot of restoration parts and new stuff. But I've got there at the 1250 Hartnell address where I open the store is I carry car accessories, car care products, the better stuff. There's been a demand around Reading for quite a while for Adams car care products, so I've become a dealer for them. We've got everything they make in stock. We've got a lot of hard-to-find stuff. I got a huge selection of die-cast cars, good ones, because I cherry-picked them out when I bought them. So they're the more desirable ones. I got that. I've got California car care products. I'm a dealer for Dennis Carpenter Ford Parts. I'm on GM's Performance Parts Board, so I got all their stuff. And if I don't have it, it's available. I usually can get it within a couple of days. But then, like I said, I got across the room and then the TV department's in there, and I've tried to put the stuff in that people wanted. I got the accessories people need, all the cables,
You put the systems in. You've got the maintenance.
We do that. My son CP works for me. He's well known. He does an excellent job. He's probably one of the best guys in the business. He's there to do it, and got two grandsons working there, and they do a very good job.
Did the grandson ever, the one that was going to become a dentist, is he in dental school?
Actually, he changed over to chiropractic, but he went to a more upscale chiropractic school, so he's doing very well in that. Now he's out on his own. He's interning or whatever you call it in Texas.
Yeah, he was wonderful. And CP is great. And yeah. I know that they've done wonderful work for us.
Yeah, he's very good.
We've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll see where Clyde Pierce is going with his new business here. Even though it's an old business, but he's starting again. And where are you going to go with it? Again, where you're going to be at? And you started officially June 1st. And so we're going to be we'll be coming back to that. This is Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Now, come on. If she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Gold Mart for that very special gift anytime. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Reading, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
You know who we are. You've seen us on TV and you've heard us on the radio.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
You've seen us at many local events, fairs, rodeos, car shows, farmers markets, and parades. We work hard to market your business. With the Trading Post, you get more exposure for your dollar. If we could bring 25 new customers to your business every month, what would that be worth to you? Follow us on Facebook and see what you've been missing. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us today.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to remind everybody about the Shasta District Fair. Come out and support our local kids in the 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Sale. And the folks who donate back to the community 4-H and FFA barbecue, we do appreciate it. The same weekend is the French Antique Truck Show at Fall River Mills at the Round Barn and 299, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're serving tri-tip and chicken and lots of old trucks. Here at Northern Lights, we're removing a lot of barbecue bottles, propane, so don't get caught running out on Sunday. Pick up extra bottles. The ethanol-free 93 is working great for all the weed eaters, mowers, and chainsaws. And also, see Brenda at Weaverville. They are now an open site for CFN and fleet-wide cards and Visa 24/7. So give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty, and I would like to invite you to listen in Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 for the Kurt Largent Show, where we discuss all things real estate, right here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's June 14th. It's 7:55 in the morning, and it's Flag Day. You know, if you don't have your flag out, you say, you know, gosh, where should I go get a flag? There's a flag center down on Hilltop Drive, right across from Tobacco and Brew, in fact.
Yeah, they
have all
true.
Types of flags there.
We were at Rite Aid, or I don't know where they were. They were right.
There's those flags they've got flags you can put up. They've got all the equipment that you can put it onto your house. It's a local business, and they've got every flag. They've got state flags. They've got it all that they can do there. But the big thing is to get the flag out. Fly your flags.
Show the flag.
Hey, our guest today is Clyde Pierce, and you know, we have been talking about his new store that's opened June 1st, which is on Hartnell. And it's interesting because in his store, he has home electronics and classic car parts. And for many of you who have known Clyde, you know that he is a car enthusiast and a big collector. You've got probably hidden away somewhere, I don't know how many hundreds of muscle cars you've collected through the years.
years, I understand. In the industry...
They're in different states.
In the industry, you are very well known. And so now you've got your home electronics and car parts on... let's talk about the 1250 Hartnell. But you also just handed me a card that said that you've got a couple other things that you've got going on. You and your wife have a carpet cleaning company called Five Star. Tell us about that.
Well, we had a couple of bad experiences getting carpet cleaned in the store and in our home, so we decided we'd check into it and find and research it, and found out that there was a system out there called a Rotovac. So I decided I'd do that. My grandson was looking for another venture, so we bought the equipment, set him up with that, and we have never had a complaint. People love the system. It cleans the carpet well, and it stays that way. And Nate and James do a very good job of that. So we've got most of that business has been referrals, because when we started, the timing was off, so we didn't get in the phone books for advertising or doing a lot. But anyway, just word of mouth, it's been very well, you know. And
well, now more people know about it.
More people, and I appreciate this. I just wanted to say, too, that, one of the reasons I went back into business is I missed all the customers, and it's a lifestyle for us. I love being in the business. I love the fellowship with the customers, and over the years, I'm real happy that I've become friends with so many of them.
There's so many of your customers coming through here.
The greatest people in the world, best place in the world to live is Reading, no doubt about it.
Well, that's what we felt. That's why we came here. That's why we decided to stay here.
And it is a patriotic town.
It is. What can I say? In fact, we're going to be talking in our next hour about some things that are going on. We have a funeral of a hero, of one of our local heroes today. We'll be going around noontime. We're going to be talking about a couple other events that are happening here in the North State. Okay, now, Clyde, he's back. He's on his feet. They've got the store open. On Hartnell Avenue, Clyde's Enterprises with home theaters and classic car parts.
Right.
Anything? Any last thing you want to say?
Yeah, we're in this center over there. We have anything you'd want. We have an auto body repair shop, a detailing shop, an auto paint store, two great service facilities for your cars. So it's basically a car care center.
Oh, that's great.
We got a big parking lot. We have big car shows out there.
Well, we push our local businesses. We push them out there so people know what's out there again. You've already got a well-known name, but we wanted to let people know that you're back in business again.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for coming in today and for sharing us, sharing with us and our audience what you've got started.
Good luck with your new businesses. Several businesses, actually, but good luck, Clyde.
Well, they're all micro businesses, but they're a lot of fun. And I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity
Absolutely.
To talk about it.
Well, that's one of the things we do here.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. On June 19th, this weekend, is going to be the 60th anniversary of the Korean War commemoration, and it's going to be down at Anderson VFW, post number 9650 at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Kim Chamberlain, one of our great supporters, one of the great supporters of the North community in the North State, is one of the prime movers on this, and what a great lady she is. But they're inviting all Korean War veterans and their family members to this commemorative event hosted by the Korean American community. And you talk about freedoms and the flag. Many of the people that are here value their freedom. They've seen what happens when they are, when a totalitarian government tries to take over their country. They remember the fact that the United States came in and saved them from the attacks of the North Koreans and the Chinese. The Korean American community here is just a great bunch of people, and they're putting on, like I said, it's the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. 19 June at the Anderson VFW post down on Center Street. And we'll talk more about that here this coming week. Other things we're going to be talking about in the next hour is day 56 of the Gulf oil disaster. What's being done? What isn't being done? Why? And who's in charge? What does it take to get a full-fledged attack on this oil? Why isn't it being burnt? Why aren't we having other countries come in there and help? Just what is going on, and does really anybody know? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. BP is trying to capture more oil faster, now hoping to be able to contain 2 million gallons of oil a day by the end of this month as President Obama returns to the Gulf Coast. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Theodore, Louisiana.
The president will be touring Gulfport, Mississippi shortly and then Theodore, Alabama today. In an editorial in local papers, he pledged to stand with residents of the coast against what he called an assault on our shores. But frustration is growing over the effort to repulse that assault. Corey O'Dazier is a marine biology student who's been watching this catastrophe kill what he hopes to study.
It does kind of seem from my perspective that everyone's kind of dragging their feet a little.
The president visits Pensacola, Florida tomorrow, and then that night he'll give a primetime Oval Office address on the spill response. Dave?
Mike in Theodore, Alabama. They're searching miles of river and combing through piles of tangled trees, cars, and campers. Crews looking for a person still missing from Friday's flash floods that swept through an Arkansas campground, killing 19.
We sleep in the camper, and that's what saved our lives. Because if we slept in the tents, we'd been 300 yards in the woods.
A mass exodus at the Kyrgyzstan border. 100,000 Uzbekistan refugees fleeing ethnic violence that left at least 124 dead, the U.S. helping with humanitarian aid. The order for California to set inmates free to ease prison overcrowding now being reviewed by the Supreme Court. One of two decisions out this morning. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Indeed, Dave, the high courts decided to review whether California must cut its prison population by 40,000. The state saying a federal appeals court overstepped its power in issuing that order. The court has decided not to hear a suit over so-called renditions. A Syrian-born Canadian man was trying to sue the U.S. over his 2002 arrest in New York when he was mistaken for a terrorist. He was sent to Syria where he claims he was tortured. Dave?
Rich, they folded. Four men in Germany confessing to raiding a poker tournament back in March, stealing $330,000, but they didn't say where all the money is. On Wall Street, the Dow up 86. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
There's complete.
Ready, set, hook!
And then there's most complete.
Move 42, set, hook!
Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Obama goes to the Gulf Coast today and tomorrow and addresses the nation. He'll meet with BP executives Wednesday as the oil giant faces much more scrutiny on Capitol Hill.
None today, but tomorrow a House committee will ask oil company execs about the nation's energy future and deep water drilling, and another House panel looks into the spill itself. There's a Senate hearing Wednesday on financial responsibility for the spill, and Thursday, BP CEO Tony Hayward makes his first hearing appearance since the spill before a House committee.
Fox News Radio's Chris Barnes. Sunday school teacher turned kidnapper and killer will be sentenced today in California. Melissa Huckabee pleaded guilty to avoid the death penalty in the murder of an 8-year-old neighbor whose body was found in a suitcase in a pond. A star NFL quarterback for Tennessee sacked by police in Texas.
Titans quarterback Vince Young has received a misdemeanor assault citation after a fight at a Dallas, Texas strip club. It happened early Sunday and one person was hurt. Surveillance video shows the former University of Texas star going after someone after police say a disparaging remark was made about the Longhorns. Dallas Police Lieutenant Craig Miller says Young left the club before officers arrived.
He came down to our office. He was very forthcoming. He understands his involvement in the incident. He's taking responsibility for his involvement in the incident.
Young's citation amounts to a $500 fine. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
It's all the buzz at the World Cup. The buzz. You hear it every game, becoming a bigger story than the soccer itself.
The vuvuzela that has become the soundtrack to this World Cup. Enthusiastic fans blow them non-stop during matches. The noise has been likened to a swarm of thousands of bees. But complaints from broadcasters, players and fans have led organisers to hint at the possibility of a ban.
Sky News' Matt Steele in Johannesburg. On the field, the Netherlands beat Denmark today. Later on, defending champion Italy plays its opener. The U.S.'s next game is Friday against Slovenia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
I missed the shift key. I apologize.
Oh, well, good morning. That's okay.
That's why half your name is bad.
And that's why we have live radio warts and all.
8:05 in the morning, it's Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Okay, let's keep our little face in the machine there.
Well, and it's Flag Day, so if you're just tuning in, you better
June 14th, get your flag out. And you know what? They're doing donations right now. If you drive by the giant flag, you can drop off your donation to help keep that flag flying. Those giant flags are $6,000 a piece. You know, they fill up the back of a pickup truck, and when they bring it down, it takes a couple dozen people to handle all of this thing. I mean, they can do it with less, but to do it correctly, it takes a lot of people.
Would you like your theme music now?
No. Colorado has taken on the teachers' unions, and they are taking on tenure. The Colorado's legislature changed the tenure rules despite opposition from the state's largest teachers union, a longtime ally of major Democrats. Governor Bill Ritter, also a Democrat, signed the bill into law last month. Other states have tried to modify tenure, and Colorado's law was the boldest education reform in recent memory, according to the president of the Washington-based National Council on Teacher Quality, which promotes changing the way teachers are recruited and retained, including holding tenured teachers accountable with annual reviews. It looks like Colorado is at the head of the pack in the second round of the Obama administration's Race to the Top competition. The new law requires teachers to be evaluated annually with at least half their ratings based on whether their students progress during the school year. Beginning teachers will have to show they've boosted student achievement for 3 straight years to earn tenure. Teachers could lose tenure if their students don't show progress for 2 consecutive years. And that's not going to start until like 2015 because lawmakers slowed down the process under political pressure from the teachers union. Teachers can appeal dismissal all the way to the state Supreme Court, and school districts have the burden of proving why they should be terminated. Now, tenure is something that says once a teacher has tenure, they can't really be fired, even if they're incompetent, I think unless it's for criminal reasons. And what Colorado has said is, wait a minute, why should we grant tenure to people that they may have, you know, that they're not performing? If you have any other business, if we have people, and you're like Bad Bob, misses that, you know, intro 3 days in a row, Bad Bob may be doing something else. And, you know, but if he was a teacher and had tenure, he could miss it every day. And I couldn't do anything about it. Now, I could be wrong about tenure. I'm sure there's somebody out there that's a teacher that will tell me why tenure is important. Why is it that tenure is, I mean, besides the fact that you got a guaranteed job, is it really guaranteed? Can you be fired? And, you know, if it's not such a big thing, it's always part of the, it always seems like it's part of the deal when any types of negotiations are going on. I know in college and university level, tenure has resulted, a lack of tenure, being turned down for tenure, has resulted in gunfights on college campuses where a teacher that didn't get tenure went in there and shot a number of her fellow teachers. I'm sure it wasn't just because of tenure. I'm sure she was a nut anyway. But anyway, Colorado to change this is astounding. I'm just wondering if this is going to spread. Actually tying teachers into performance of their students. Now, some teachers will say it doesn't make any difference how hard we work. It doesn't make any difference if we've got every good idea in the world, unless we're getting some kind of backing from home, unless the school board helps us. It doesn't make any difference how good we are. You're not going to see those changes. We had a lady on, a spokesman on a few weeks ago that talked about the sad state of affairs in the California state institutions here, public school institutions, how we're spending so much money on our children, yet we don't seem to be getting the grades on it. Our teachers are some of the highest paid. I think they're the highest paid in the nation, yet the scores don't reflect that. Does tenure have anything to do with that? Is that a teacher's fault? I mean, I've taught school, and I realize how tough it is out there. You know, I substitute taught, and really with that one, it's and I had half the problems because mainly I don't have to stay after school and work with parents, and I don't have to make up a series of lesson plans, and I don't have to do all the number of things. It's not easy being a teacher. On the other hand, teaching is not it's a privilege in many cases to be able to talk to our to be able to impart knowledge to our children. They're in our future. We should just have the best out there. And I have no problem with paying teachers well. But we should also have a situation where we can also validate what they're doing and evaluate them. These are public schools. This is public tax money. Why don't we have a little bit more to say about it? Let us know what your thoughts are. This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Up in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
You're invited to the 2010 Energy Fair at the Sundial Bridge on Saturday, June 19th. Hello, this is Pat Keener with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 10th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair Saturday, June 19th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. This year's fair will feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating solar energy, energy efficiency, water conservation products and technologies, along with hybrid and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free breakfast burrito for the first 1,500 attendees, drawing for Energy Star appliances, and a celebrity dunk tank where you can dunk me and other city officials and local celebrities to help raise funds for Power to Seniors, supporting REU's SHARE program. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make positive impact on our community and our planet. See you June 19th, beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge, adjacent to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility, REU, your community utility.
Well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for? I'm a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but we have, our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right, free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for? I'm a 25
year old. For and their wings of grace for Purple Mountain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:15 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. What haircutters they are. What barbers. They aren't stylists. And they won't put gel in your hair. They won't blow dry it. They won't give you a manicure. In fact, if you can find anywhere around there that gives manicures, you'll be surprising me. But they do tell these great stories about people. And it's another Richard Bay story. And he goes in there, he's all sunburned because he just was out on his Harley. And I had to co-sign for him so he could buy a Harley, by the way. And no, it had nothing to do with money. It had to just be able to buy a Harley. He needed a co-signer. But he went out on a week-long, yes, it's you had to co-sign for him because he's got to, you know, you have to reach a certain level of manliness there to have it. You know, it's, you know, you just can't just walk in and buy a Harley like that, you know. So I had to co-sign for him. Anyway, but he went for like a 7-day trip, went through snow, went through everything, came back sunburned. And there was one thing he had forgotten to do. He had forgotten to put the sunscreen on when he was not wearing his helmet. That's
in those
right.
States that you don't have
he
to wear a helmet.
He was not wearing his helmet.
He wanted to ride
and
like...
And his bride found out about it. She was unhappy.
You know, go to Sturgis.
Unhappy.
Sturgis, you don't have to wear helmets. And there's a lot of people right. that love to go there and just be free with no helmet law.
Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop. Now, they did not spread this. They didn't spread this rumor. I just happened to be there and hear it, and I spread it. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, today, right after the show's over, I'm taking off, and I'm heading up to IGO. Lieutenant Colonel Lawrence A. Gardner. He will be interred there today. Services will be at 10:15. He is a true American hero. He joined the Army and went to Fort Benning. He completed airborne and ranger training and eventually special forces officer training. He served in the Korean and Panama conflicts. He served as a special forces unit commander and tactical strategic intelligence officer. Two tours in Vietnam, one in Laos, Cambodia, working with the Montagnards and Nung tribes. In addition to being a POW, he received numerous decorations in combat, to include the Silver Star, two Bronze Stars, and two Purple Hearts. He has served with many Army units, to include the 188th Airborne, 10th Mountain Division, 504th Airborne, 11th Airborne, 1st, 5th, and 7th Special Forces Groups. And he was a great man. Our sympathy, our prayers go out to his wife, Maggie, and his brothers, sisters, children, and grandchildren. The ceremony will be at IGO at 10:15 this morning, if you'd like to attend. Lieutenant Colonel Lawrence A. Gardner, American hero. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items. New products coming in every week. But wait, there's more. Every week, a different special. This week's special will be the same as last week's, to give you more time to take care of Dad for Father's Day. A cordless electric drill that's regularly $12.95. This week only, it's $5.95. Why pay shipping and handling? Take it home and enjoy it today.
As Seen on TV store, located at 1746 Churn Creek Road, behind Dairy Queen.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the crew, would like to remind everybody about the Shasta District Fair. Come out and support our local kids in the 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Sale. And the folks who donate back to the community 4-H and FFA barbecue, we do appreciate it. The same weekend is the French Antique Truck Show at Fall River Mills at the Round Barn and 299, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're serving tri-tip and chicken and lots of old trucks. Here at Northern Lights, we're removing a lot of barbecue bottles, propane, so don't get caught running out on Sunday. Pick up extra bottles. The ethanol-free 93 is working great for all the weed eaters, mowers, and chainsaws. And also, see Brenda at Weaverville. They are now an open site for CFN and fleet-wide cards and Visa 24/7. So give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Many of you know that Carl and I loved work out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today I'm with Steve Wapshaw, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds, and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. Listen Saturdays as I host Senior Solutions. I will focus on informing our aging seniors and their families of resources in Shasta County. Guests will join me in discussing home care, estate planning, health care issues, veterans benefits, financial concerns, and area agencies and resources. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Spectrum Prosthetics, MD Imaging, Shasta County Adult Protective Services, Owens Healthcare, and Senior Care Case Management. That's Senior Solutions, Saturdays at 1, right here on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Reading. 605-4567. We're taking your calls today.
821, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
You want to talk about walking the line?
It's going to be, I tell you what, it's going to be a great day today. It's going to be a little hot. It's going to be hot, and it's going to be with a chance of thunderstorms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 94 today with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tonight will be about 63. We're currently looking at about 67 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. If you go to our website, KCNR1460.com, you'll be able to hear archives from former shows. But also look to the website, and you'll see the music series we have out in Anselmo, the 25th of this month. There's so many things going on. We're going to be doing music out there, and Colonel Garrity will be here on our show. It's currently 73 degrees. Gosh, it just skyrocketed up from the last time. 73 degrees. Okay, well, but Colonel Garrity.
Colonel Tim Garrity, who had the 24th Marine Amphibious Unit that was attacked in Beirut. Over 240 Marines and sailors were killed that day. He was here before and was a huge, I mean, everybody really enjoyed it. Well, this time when he comes, we're going to have him on the show, of course, and then we're going to go over to Tobacco and Brew on the 25th at noontime.
Well, you can come meet him.
And you can come meet him, and he's going to talk about, you know, about a number of different issues, but he also has a book out, and he will be there for a book signing. But we'll talk more about that. You can get the book online at Amazon. You may even be able to get it at bookstores here. But it's the same night then as a jazz night.
Out in Anselmo
on that Friday night, yeah.
They'll be staying out there as well, so it's a Colonel Garrity day.
It is.
Lovely
you know, he's a great man. He's a hero, and I tell you, and the things, it's not just from the Marine Corps, but then he went to work for various agencies of the government, and some of the information he has will make you kind of like sit down and take a look at what's going on around you. Hey, Bob, are you sleepy?
Not with this much coffee in me.
Okay.
Okay, have you ever or do you know anybody who sleepwalks? Bob.
I have known someone who went through that, yes.
That actually
it's
can sleepwalk.
Very disturbing.
How about you, Carl?
I have heard people tell me that they've slept, you know, that they sleepwalk, but I have never seen it.
So they actually do things while they're sleeping and they're just not even aware of it. Well, there's a condition that's being studied. And at this current time, and actually this was in Health Day, it's called sexsomnia.
Well, I can't wait for this.
A likely story.
Okay.
Sexsomnia, having sex while asleep.
And not knowing it?
Is a common complaint of patients seeking treatment for sleep disorders new research shows.
You know, I have so many comments on this right now that I don't even know where to begin, except that Bob's hand is hovering over the delete button.
I'm going to read a little, some excerpts here. We were
things about an ex-wife.
Okay.
You know, things about
okay. We were surprised at how common it was, said a study author Sharon Chung, a staff scientist in the Sleep Research Laboratory at the University Health Network in Toronto. We thought we had just a handful of people, yet it was almost 1 in 12.
Come on now. 1 in 12 has sex while they're asleep?
In the study, researchers asked 832 patients about sexual behavior while sleeping, which can range from...
How do they know?
Well, which can range from, and I'm not going to say these words on the air, about 11% of men and 4% of women said they had engaged in sleep sex.
If you're asleep, how do you know?
Do you snore
while you're asleep?
There may be sexsomnia is a form of a sleep disorder called parasomnia, or unwanted behavior that occurs during sleep. An act of parasomnia can be as small as opening your eyes while fast asleep, or grinding your teeth, to getting up and vacuuming, speaking, eating, having sex.
We never have to worry about that around the house. If I wake up and you're vacuuming in the middle of the night, hon, I'll know that you've got para, whatever it is.
Well, this is an interesting part, too. Sexsomnia is more than a medical curiosity. It has been used as a criminal defense in sexual assault cases. In 2008, a Toronto man was found not guilty of sexually assaulting a woman after the court heard evidence that the man had engaged in sleep sex with several former girlfriends. So I don't know about the reason that.
So what if somebody comes walking in and they look like they're awake and then they have sex with somebody and then they're asleep, they don't remember anything.
Well, this is what I remember seeing a special about that this is a condition that I remember hearing this one woman that, you know, she hadn't been drinking, she hadn't been taking any kind of weird, you know, medical, she wasn't having some kind of, you know, drug induced, you know, meds, this woman literally had said that. And I remember thinking as I was watching some program, Well, here, what's popping up is that it truly is a disorder. It's a disorder.
I tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Art, you're on KCNR.
Listen, I'll make this short before I fall off my bicycle laughing and crash into a tree out here.
Don't fall asleep.
The sexsomnia problem.
Yes.
I have only one question to that.
Okay.
If you had it, who would you care? You wouldn't even know it.
That's right. You know, how do you know it's a problem? Because you're asleep. Of course, unless you wake up the next morning and you're in a strange place.
I'm suggesting there's no joy in sexsomnia, so I don't care.
Okay.
There you go. Well, that's good. You know, because you don't remember it, you don't enjoy it, so...
Well, the doctor doing the study says, of the thousands of patients I've seen, I've never had someone come in complaining of sexsomnia, but I have always believed it's a bona fide disorder, she says. It's a form of sleepwalking. When people are sleepwalking, they may do any rote or instinctual behavior. That can include walking, eating, diving...
Riding a bicycle?
Or driving, excuse me, sexual activity.
Can you do more than one? Can you ride a bicycle and have sexsomnia at the same time?
Well, there could be an answer for this. If you suspect that you've been a victim of this vicious disease, the minute you get up in the morning, run, take a look in the mirror, see if you got a smile on your face.
Thank you, Art.
That's it for me.
I love it.
Thanks,
Art. On the road.
Oh, good. I hope that brings.
Be careful out there.
I hope you had a good time this morning.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, so we've got. That's one way. So if you've got a smile on your face, you wake up in the morning. Maybe you're a victim of sexsomnia.
I don't know.
It's.
I was telling you. Not sure. I decided to share that with you. That is. Out of...
You know what? Here we go again. Here's another disease. I mean...
It's a disorder.
Why can't we have a... Are we going to have like a telethon? Are we going to have a telethon for sexsomnia? That we have a variety of different guests out there, singers, dancers, and we're going to raise money for those poor people suffering from sexsomnia.
Is this covered under Obamacare?
Well, it's probably caused by Obamacare. You know, you found out, oh, gosh, you know, I have sexsomnia. What happens... Well, now, if... What if you don't have it and you want it? How do you catch it? Just wondering.
It's a disorder, darling. And I just wanted to read it because, you know, I just it's another thing that we have to be aware of.
Okay.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, well, we need to take a break in like a minute. And so we'll talk about, you know, when we come back after this, let's talk about the there's a new law that they're proposing in Arizona. Yeah, you know, Arizona, the ones with the toughest immigration law. Well, it's only thing it is a reiteration, of course, is of the federal law on the immigration law. But they're taking all types of consternation down there. They're being boycotted. They're being this. They're being that. You know, of course, they could always boycott back by not giving electricity to California, which I find amusing. They've got a new law that they're going, that they're wanting to pass, and this one is a guaranteed trip to the Supreme Court if they pass this law. Is it a bad idea? We're going to talk about it when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucena. President Obama back in the Gulf.
The president tours Gulfport, Mississippi and Theodore, Alabama today. In an editorial in local papers, he pledged to stand with residents of the coast against what he called an assault on our shores. But frustration is growing over the effort to repulse that assault.
Fox Radio's Mike Mankiewicz. Tomorrow, the president addressing the nation on the next steps in the cleanup. BP saying it will not fight a proposal by the White House to put money for victims in an escrow account. The search resuming in Arkansas in and around a popular campsite after storm swept through the area.
Still looking for one more person who's missing and fear dead after flash floods swept through the Albert Pike Recreation Area of early Friday, killing at least 19 people.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso. Some areas inaccessible due to heavy debris, but local officials say there are no plans to stop the search. Fox News. We report, you decide.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises, Home Electronics, and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat-screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original never needs any introduction. Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144. Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
We buy.
We sell.
We're local.
We're reliable.
The Gold Mart. Town and Country Center. Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town, that's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
Hi, this is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care. By now, you have probably heard about sedation dentistry. It's a wonderful technique that actually makes dental visits a comfortable experience. Patients who are fearful or need a long dental visit can be sedated with just a small blue pill. Then they are relaxed and comfortable for their entire appointment and wake the next morning with very little memory of their treatment. Patients can be sedated for almost any procedure. Fillings, crown and bridge work, cosmetic porcelain veneers, one visit Cerac porcelain crowns, even tooth replacement with dental implants. Nervous patients can even have cleanings and gum treatment with sedation. And if you don't need sedation, remember that nitrous oxide is always available. And our new local anesthetics are more comfortable and powerful than ever. Whatever care you need, your comfort will be our priority. So if you've been putting off going to the dentist, give us a call today.
Call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReadingSedationDentist.com.
Hey, this is Carl Buff from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Morning, Reading. Yes, it's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio here. KCNR 1460, how are you today? It's 8:34. If you're just tuning in, can you believe it's the 14th of June? That means 14th of June, Flag Day.
Flag Day.
And summer solstice in 1 week.
Yeah, well, fly your flags today, and also take a moment and think of those people out there, our veterans, our military. They're out there on the walls.
It's currently 76 degrees, high today of 94. Chance of thunderstorms, 20% chance of thunderstorms later, but it's going to be a warm day, so get out your sunblock and fly your flags. Shall we go to the phones this morning?
Elizabeth, good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl. I think that summer finally arrived. We knew it would.
Well, you know, it's yesterday was a pretty warm day.
Yes, it was, and I'm not going to complain, I swear. I may call you in a month and complain, but not now. Too early. Listen, I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple of quick little issues on the city council agenda for tomorrow night. I belong to the Reading Tea Party Patriots, and Councilman Rick Bassetti is going to be coming to our meeting tonight to talk to our membership about a couple of measures that they will be voting on tomorrow night to get onto the ballot in November. And there was a detailed article in the newspaper a couple of days ago about these measures, but they are directly related to retirement benefits and health benefits for our public employees after they retire. We're providing the forum. I wouldn't say that the Tea Party actually takes a stand on this because we're still learning about it ourselves, but it's an excellent opportunity as a forum for the general public to listen to our city council member talk about these two particular measures, because they're going to be really important either way, and I think the discussion itself is going to be pretty enlightening.
Well, I think the measures are to determine if they're going to continue to pay, the city of Reading is going to pay all of the cost for the retirements.
Yeah, for the employees.
For the employees,
yeah.
And that's one of them. This issue is not going to go away.
No,
this is
not
a huge issue. It's huge in the state right now. I've had a number of speakers on it. We plan on having a member of the union, the police and firefighters union, in here to talk about their side, why they believe that it shouldn't be changed right now.
Okay.
But it's good that we need to get it, both sides out and let people hear the whole story.
Absolutely.
Behind it. But everybody, I think, agrees we can't continue to go the way we're going. I mean, we're just spending millions of dollars we don't have.
Well, there is that opinion that it's unsustainable over the long term, and there are statistics that substantiate the fact that these long-term retirement benefits are the largest part of our general budget statewide, nationwide, and even citywide, and that's part of the problem, part of the reason that we're in the problem that we're in.
Yeah.
So, and one other thing real quick.
Sure.
We had a really interesting interaction on Saturday. Our Tea Party was contacted by the, let me open this up a little bit, the Shasta Cascade Progressives. They had a public forum on Saturday at the Shasta County Library, and it was a constitutional discussion, and there were two retired college professors and then Tim Pappas, who is our assistant public defender and pretty knowledgeable on the Constitution. It was a packed house. It was wonderful, and they asked us to participate in terms of gathering questions from the audience for some of the more conservative issues and questions that they might have. But I have to say that it was a wonderful interaction, and the folks involved were the Shasta Cascade Progressives, the Shasta Tehama, Trinity ACLU, the Citizens for Responsible Government and the Humanist Society, as well as the Reading Tea Party.
Well, that's kind of an odd fellow.
It is, but you know, the reason that I wanted to bring it up at all was to point out that when we really got down to some logical discussion, it was amazing how many issues everyone actually agreed on. And I think that there were members of the audience who were surprised by that.
Well, I think
but it was a great interaction. We enjoyed it immensely.
I truly believe that most everybody in our nation, you know, call themselves liberals or conservatives. I think, they're Americans. And
yeah.
I think that most of them want the same thing. They want to have jobs. They want their children to have a good education. They want to be left alone as much as possible by
mm-hmm.
the government. I think that's the vast majority. It's when you start getting to the left and right fringes that you start having, you know, control issues.
Yeah.
So
that
doesn't surprise me.
And that's a good point. They are fringes. Most of us are just in the middle, living our everyday lives and trying to contribute to society and take advantage of the freedoms that this country has to offer. And thanks to people like you, we still have those freedoms. So just wanted to point out that was a really it was a very productive interaction, and we were really happy to be included in it. So we hope they'll do it again.
That's
and Tim Pappas did a wonderful job as usual.
Well, what we'll do is we'll try to get the Shasta County Progressives on. You know, I don't think they'd have any problem coming on or Pappas.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Like, and have them on and talk about, you know, a little bit different viewpoint. They're all, you know, this is community station. We want to be a voice for the whole community.
Absolutely.
Not just part
Absolutely.
Of it, you know, the center of it, but just, you know, people on all sides, everybody can hear exactly what's going on and what people are thinking of.
So, Elizabeth, did you state the time of your...
I didn't, Linda. Our meeting starts at 6 o'clock, and we are meeting at Bonneville Baptist Destiny Fellowship Church on Bonneville. It's basically catty corner across the street from the Wind River gas station. We moved from the Holiday Inn several months ago because we have the opportunity to use classrooms at the church. And one of the nice things is that, for instance, tonight when Councilman Bassetti finishes speaking, I imagine he will be given one of the classrooms so that people have an opportunity to speak further with him and ask additional questions beyond what he presents to, you know, the general audience.
Well, there's another thing they're voting on too tomorrow. They're going to discuss tomorrow, and that's
going to be a busy meeting. I looked at the agenda; it's huge.
Yeah, well, this is also on the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. There's going to be a part of that needs to be discussed. That
mm-hmm.
In their memorandum of intent, unless it's change or letter of intent, they want to take money from the museum. The Veterans Museum, but yet they don't take money from other places that get
money. Yeah,
we've got
to pay attention to those things.
You do. Okay, hey, Elizabeth, thank you so much for your phone call.
Have a great day.
You too. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Get ready for the Anselmo Summer Music Series beginning Friday, June 4th. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me along with some of the best jazz musicians in the North State. Wonderful players like Rick Hill, John Gonzalez, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Candice Lavolsi, just to name a few of some of the wonderful musicians who will be playing in the summer series from 6 to 9. That's June 4th and June 25th and throughout July and August. Make your reservations now. Call 474-5546 for the Anselmo Vineyard Summer Music Series beginning June 4th. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell Merrill offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Well, good morning, Reading. Yes, it's Carl and Linda Bott here on your dial, 1460 AM. That's right, 78 degrees right now. The time is 8:45. If you just drove by, you saw Carl putting the flag out on the street in front of the station here on Market Street. And we put our flag out this morning when we woke up. It is Flag Day, and I want to, read a little poem here. I've gone online to look around to see, you know, different patriotic poems, but this is something that was from Billy Hanks out of South Carolina. The flag that flew against the sky that fateful September day was ragged, burned, and bloodied, but not defeated in any way. The people who rallied around her colors that fought and died and saved, many trapped inside that falling building o'er which the flag still waved. So remember, people, give thanks today to our heroes everywhere, all who risk all that have just to show they care. It's Flag Day, so let's remember. And you have a little bit of a history about, well, we'll come back with the history of when it originated.
Oh, in 1777. They say that Betsy Ross had something to do with this. And she should. I mean, that's... We hear about Betsy Ross and the flag, and it's, again, our national standard, you know, that some people believe that you can burn it, and it's a statement. Well, it's a statement, not one that you'd probably like me to hear the statements I make after that. Hey, you know, things are changing down in Arizona, talking about taking back your state and your country. If you know what an anchor baby is, an anchor baby is those that are used to tag children born in the United States to illegals. And it's not new, the term's not new, it's because the primary author of the nation's toughest and most controversial immigration law are going after anchor babies next. You know, an anchor baby is, there's been many instances where women come across the border from Mexico. They have their child in the United States. The child automatically then, due to our Constitution,
becomes
a citizen. And the parents are here illegally. But he or she becomes a citizen. And of course, the recent public opinion poll suggesting that Arizona is on the right track with illegal immigration, Arizona Republicans are likely to introduce legislation this fall that would deny birth certificates to children born in Arizona, and thus American citizens, according to the U.S. Constitution, to parents who are not legal U.S. citizens. The guy that's coming up with this is a Senator Russell Pierce. He's a leading architect of the Arizona law about the immigration. It allows law enforcement officers to ask about someone's immigration status during a traffic stop, detainment, or arrest if reasonable suspicion exists. Things like, and they're using here, you know, acting nervous, avoiding eye contact, you know, blah, 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 blah. But what this new bill is, SB 1070 essentially requires of age migrants to have the proper citizenship paperwork. The potential anchor baby bill blocks the next generation from ever being able to obtain it. They want to make the citizenship process so difficult that illegal immigrants pull up the anchor and leave. Well, you know, the 14th Amendment states that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States. Well, here's what I think. What gives somebody that's here illegally the right to have a child and have that child become a citizen of our country? It's not like that in many other nations. Why is it that if you have a child here, that child becomes automatically a citizen? Shouldn't it be from natural citizens, from American citizens, either naturalized or been born in this country? Why is it that anybody can come in here? They can, you know, that, and then that child who is now an American citizen can bring their families in. There's a reason they're called anchor babies. There's a reason that women come across the border to have their children, and that's to have that child as a reason to get into our country. What gives people that right? They haven't earned that right to be citizens, to be a citizen, to have a birth certificate in our country, according to the law here. It's going to be another controversial one, and you know that's going to come up. That's going to be challenged in courts, and I hope it is, and I hope it goes up to the Supreme Court, and they take a good look at it that says who does have a right to be a citizen of this great nation. We've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah. In the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
Kubler's Furniture's trade-in sale is on now. Trade in your old furniture today and receive no haulaway or dump fees, plus extra savings off the already low prices from Kubler's. Don't throw Dad's old chair away. Trade it in and get Dad a new recliner. Trade-in savings add up depending on how much you purchase. Get up to $100 in savings for your old furniture. Trade in your old sofa for new with gorgeous sofa sets from Broyhill. Or how about a comfy new mattress from Simmons? Queen mattress sets start at just $4.99. Kubler's Furniture's trade-in sale is on now. Trade in your old for new and save. Your old furniture is worth cold, hard savings. See for yourself at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Trade-in sale is going on now in the month of June. Kubler's Furniture, your Broy Hill Showcase Gallery. Located at 1894 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Many of you know that Carl and I loved workout at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today I'm with Steve Wapshaw, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds, and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli. Good morning, Reading. It's Flag Day. Currently 81 degrees here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Yes. It is the 14th of June, 8:55 in the morning, Flag Day. In the United States, Flag Day is celebrated on this day, which happened that day by resolution of the Second Continental Congress in 1777. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation that officially established June 14th as Flag Day, and in August 1949, National Flag Day was established by an act of Congress.
Let's go to the phones. Kay, you're on KCNR.
Hi, Linda and Carl.
Hi, Gay. What's on your mind?
Good. I've been wanting for a long time for the Supreme Court to take a look at the 14th Amendment and the Anchor Babies, because what the Supreme Court is supposed to do is to look at why the amendment was made. You know, what was the situation at the time. And the 14th Amendment was for the freed slaves. And those people had been here, they were born here, and their people had been here longer than a lot of the other people. And, I mean, they didn't jump over the boat or over the border into the United States. They were brought here under duress, actually.
Yeah, it was intended to provide citizenship for freed slaves. And,
right.
And it had to do with the Dred Scott case.
And for all these people who are illegal to take advantage, to misinterpret it and take advantage of it, I think is unconstitutional.
I think that you need to be legally here, a legal citizen of the United States, either naturalized or been born here, before your children can be a citizen.
Well, it's interesting to note that the people who are here as diplomats and you know, with the United Nations and so forth,
uh-huh.
When their children are born here, they are not automatically, they don't go under the 14th Amendment. They're not automatic citizens of the United States.
Well, again, I think that we do need to have it looked at. And I think, you know what, and I applaud Arizona for its bravery, encouraged to try to take back their state. I wish our lawmakers would try to take back our state and,
well,
and make it.
Well, absolutely. And the thing of it is that when a police stops a car, they go back into their car and they check on the computer. And what they're doing when they do that is they're looking for arrests, they're looking for warrants, they're looking for immigration violations, they're looking for all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, it's not that they pull somebody over and then ask them and then... I mean,
just strictly for that. There's got to be another reason. Yeah,
absolutely.
And it goes right along the federal guidelines, and that's what people don't seem to realize. It would help if the president and the attorney general would read the bill before they get too excited about it.
Well, and the people who are here illegally are the last people they want to see is the police.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing too is that a lot of illegals are leaving Arizona, and gee, I just wonder where they're going to. Anyway, hey,
the Golden State.
Yeah. Okay, Kay, thanks a lot for your phone.
Bye-bye. All right, Kay, thanks.
We just got like a minute left. You know, you want to get into volunteering? We've got a good place for you. the California Veterans Cemetery out at Igo. Could use volunteers out there. Their phone number is 396-2516. Visit the site. Go out and see Steve, Mike Coffey. Go out there and see if you can volunteer out there. And we'll talk more about this here this week. But they take volunteers to help clean up out there, to do a number of things. They do such a great job out at Igo and with the maintenance. And so just keep this in mind. We're going to talk more about it this week.
Also, you know, for you who have pets, on Thursday behind City Hall on that back lawn, quickly, there rabies, it starts at 9:30 to 11. Vaccinations are $6 and $10 to license your pet, $22 for a year for a group. And do go and get it done if you haven't done it. How do you like that?
We're back into this. Hey, look, this is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. President Obama just arriving in Mississippi, beginning a three-state oil spill tour.
As the oil slick has widened, so too has the administration's damage control effort. The president visiting Gulfport, Mississippi, and Theodore, Alabama today, Pensacola, Florida tomorrow. When the president gets back to Washington, he plans an address to the nation as public confidence in the oil spill response continues to falter.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz in Theodore, Alabama. The president wants BP to set up an escrow fund for victims' compensation and may not get any pushback on that. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Indeed, White House spokesman Bill Burton tells reporters on Air Force One they're confident they have the legal authority to compel BP to set up a multi-billion-dollar escrow account to deal with compensation claims. The administration wants to form an independent panel to administer the fund. However, the power could be moot because Burton says he's confident BP will agree to the fund. However, Burton would not get into exactly how much money might initially go into it, Lisa.
Rich, more funerals today in Arkansas.